Famous Brittany, give thanks to God on high, who hath delivered thee from popish fictions. Thy religion free with God's word doth agree, while Rome's false doctrine imply contradictions. With subtle intrusion they sought truth's confusion, I trust the conclusion will frustrate their hope. Our king doth defy them, our commons descry them, 'tis fit they should hie them away to the Pope. Where are the Jesuits that late were so arrogant that they would needs to take upon them to teach us? In every corner seducing the ignorant, but now I hope they no more shall o'erreach us. They'd best be packing, their power is lacking, unless they love cracking their necks in a rope. Long have they looked to get toleration, but God kept the heart of our king in his hand. That would have wrought our truth's extirpation if they had divulged their lies through the land. But now 'tis otherwise, all popish trumperies with feigned forgery shall have no scope. Our laws will prevent them and shrewdly torment them, there's none to content them so soon as the Pope. You fond papists that late were seduced, in time be resolved to make recantation, that your poor souls may again be reduced unto his blessed gospel who brought your salvation. Shake hands and bid adieu to that deceitful crew, what pity 'tis that you in blindness grope. Make haste and come from thence, submit for your fence, put no more confidence in the false Pope. Now we shall have no secret assemblies nor meeting houses to celebrate Mass. Now the Jesuits with fear made to tremble is to think what strange events will come to pass. This great vexation beyond expectation, a strange alteration hath bred in their hope. They arguments framed and privilege claimed, but now they are tamed and fly to the Pope. All professors true lately were sore afraid for fear the Papist would get some permission to have free use of their seditious lying trade, but now I hope there's no cause of suspicion. Our Parliament Royal will give them denial, a means to destroy all their causes of hope. Our King will requit them and worthily fit them, their best way is to with speed to the Pope. Farewell, mass-mongers, with all your juggling tricks, your puppet plays will not here be allowed. Have me commended unto your great pontifex, tell him Saint Peter was never so proud. And say 'tis needful that he should be heedful, lest God's judgments dreadful do light on his cope. Dominic nor Francis, whom Rome so advances, cannot from mischances secure the proud Pope. Our good king is the pattern of piety, and well deserveth his style faith's defender. He, like a shepherd ordained by the deity, his flocks most safely will nourish and tender. The Pope he excludeth, though oft he intrudeth, yet like zealous Judith his head he will crop. Like good Ezekias and fervent Josias, he serves the Messias and hateth the Pope. Then, professors true, pluck up a courage good, fear the Lord truly, dread not your foes. Keep your faith still pure and do not spare your blood, let not the papist delude you with shows. Give no permission to Rome's superstition, upon no condition of promise or hope. Let due execution and stout resolution expel all pollution that springs from the Pope. That we may effect what we desire to see, let us to God direct our supplications. For our dread sovereign, under whose majesty we do enjoy the true means of salvation, give him strength to subdue Antichrist and his crew, with zeal Prince Charles endue, our second hope. Good Lord, be thou present in our high parliament, that none may give consent to love the Pope.